You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, it's still all about America. It's still all about the United States and Donald Trump winning and the Republicans. So I'm going back to my mate Bruce in Maryland to get the latest updates. Bruce, how are you?
I am terrific, Simon. And as I say, good day from the USA. And boy, we've had some changes, haven't we?
Oh, massive. Well, it's only been, is it a week, just over a week now? So what's happening at the moment? What's Trump up to? What's the feeling?
Oh, massive movement on all sides. Everything is, all the gears are in shift. We went from campaign mode for the past 6 months, which is, has, you know, like we said, songs will be written, stories and books will be written, to now, Trump is now the president-elect, and he is in transition mode. And so is the House and the Senate. It has been confirmed that the right has taken the House and the Senate. So, huge sea change. The working class, as you look back, as they look back at the numbers and stuff, it's just the working class, multicultural change, all shifted right. The blue collar billionaire is what they're kind of calling him. He came up in construction. He speaks the language. Kamala just wasn't there. And she ran an awful campaign. So what happens? What do we do? Well, first of all, you got to get a chief of staff, and he got a good one. Her name is Susie Wild. She ran his election campaign, this recent election campaign. She's hard as nails and really, really good. And so
I noticed, Bruce, she's the first woman to be chief of staff, but the mainstream media don't report that. I'm sure if she was left wing, they would be praising the glass ceiling being broken, but almost no comment.
No. Actually, you know, there was a, Mark Cuban from Florida, he's a multi-billionaire, says Trump has problems being around strong women. Give me a break. For UN an ambassador, Stefanik, she's going to be really good. She was the one who kind of put her foot down and was vocal during all the anti-Semitic college protest late May and things. It was a mess. So we got chief of staff. And this is one, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, which then is a very interesting thing with Rubio. He's nominated, so he hasn't got it yet, but you've got a right-sided Senate, and Rubio has been totally vetted, so shouldn't be a problem. But if Rubio should leave to become Secretary of State, that then leaves a vacancy in the state of Florida for a senator. And fortunately, this election was such a sea change that the right has a cushion now, and they can afford to nominate some Republican senators to cabinet positions, and that's huge. That's big. So,
well, it just shows you the size of it. Just shows you the size of the victory. I actually know Marco Rubio because I've worked with him through this group called IPAC. It's a group of legislators So we have worked with him for years around the China question. So really rate him and think a great choice. But your point's the critical one for listeners to understand, that he is an elected senator, but because the Republicans have won the Senate so strongly, he can step into a different role. But talk us through, because I'm not too sure either, what if he steps away, who steps in, or does it just remain vacant?
Well, again, we are United States, so each state has their own set of rules. With Rubio going to Secretary of State, that leaves a hole, obviously. And so I think the way Florida's constitution is written, that the governor then has the option to either, I think they have the option to appoint a sitting senator or it may go absent until they run a special election. A special election would run in about 6 months or so.
But DeSantis couldn't appoint Senator Bruce Pope. Got
no,
a nice ring about it.
I would love a nice beachfront property in Florida, but no, that's out of the question. So that's how it works. And politically in each state, I don't really know exactly how Florida runs it, but I think the seat will sit vacant until they have a special election. And Florida tends to lean to the right, so it should be a safe seat. It shouldn't be a contest.
The other big thing at the moment, of course, and you've touched on it, is all of these are appointments, so ambassadorial ships or to cabinet posts, but they have to be approved by the Senate. And am I reading right that Trump's asking them to hurry up? In other words, that, you know, years are not taken to get the mechanics in place.
Well, some, yes. Cabinet positions, yes. Absolutely have to be approved by the Senate. It's called advise and consent. I advise, you consent. Yeah, I advise, you consent. So these are appointments, but they're pretty safe appointments. They've all been well vetted. But if, like, what's his name? The border czar. He is no nonsense, hard as nails. He's going to get things done if anybody has ever seen him. What's his name? Holman, I think.
Some of his videos where he's been interviewed about, the left are trying to pin him for the cost of moving people away from the border and family separations. And obviously there's controversy, but he's just, as you say, strong as nails, no nonsense.
Let's deport mass deport. Let the deportations begin is where he is. And he does not have to be approved by the Senate. So it's not a cabinet position. Let's see.
Well, it seems to have all started very, very fast, I must say. I mean, I suppose Trump and his transition team, they've been here before, so they know what to do this time. But I know it's a change of tack, because you mentioned Florida, and I'm thinking controversy. Is it? You were talking to me just before we came on air about FEMA. Is it the Federal Emergency Management Agency and something they were or not doing?
FEMA. They have been very, very, very bad boys. During those huge hurricanes that we had, horrible. Helene is still cleaning up. There's still devastation. There's still, it's horrible. And in Florida, and it went around, there was a quote-unquote conspiracy theory, which I'll talk about the media later, but they actually had sent a memo in writing saying, if the house has a Trump sign, because we love our yard signs, if it has a yard sign in its door, pass over. I mean, it's biblical. Just pass over the house. Don't ask them if they need any help. And people have gone ballistic. At first it was, oh, how dare he, just another Trump conspiracy. But sure enough, it's true. It came out on, the Daily Wire. This is icky.
So I imagine there's going to be quite a clear out then of FEMA. I know J.D. Vance on an interview a few weeks back was targeting, 50 intelligence agents who were being obfuscating or blocking information. I think it was around the Biden laptops or Hunter Biden stuff. So it could be quite a reckoning for a number of these people.
Absolutely. You've got a couple of million people in the U.S. government right now, bureaucrats. They're all sitting in little cubicles dictating policy, which they have no right doing. And Trump and Elon Musk, remember him with his Twitter to X? He fired half the staff, and I think he's about to do the same thing with the U.S. government. It's MSNBC, CBS, the legacy media, their credibility has gone to absolutely zero. Even the left are saying, why did you lie to us? You lied about the the Russian thing, you know, it's all collusion, Russia, 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 then laptop, and then now FEMA is lying to you. Oh, it never happened. It's, you know, gaslighting, huh? You know, and there's a reckoning.
Oh, it's happening here in New Zealand too, a lot of people questioning the mainstream media and its narrative. In fact, if you were reading our newspapers, and please don't, but if you were reading our newspapers here, they're still exhibiting all the Trump derangement syndrome. Hey, Bruce, I better leave it there. We've got a busy morning, but I am so grateful you've
so
taken the opportunity to call
so
in.
Much more.
You'll have to come on next week. Come on, we'll have you back on next week.
Just remember, woke is broke.
I love it. Hey, Bruce, thanks for calling in.
I'll leave you with that. Oh, my pleasure. Thanks. Thank you, crazy Kiwis, and we'll see you next week.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.